Justin Fluke with you now, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler, talking Holton girls basketball. The Lady Cats with the win to start the new year against Royal Valley, evening their record at 3-3 on the season and 2-2 in the Big 7 League. Coach, want to briefly go back to kind of how you went into break and practices over the break. Didn't get a win, but man alive, played a phenomenal game against Hiawatha on the road, the team that's undefeated in the league right now and atop the standings. And you fell at their place just 39-36, had some opportunities. So did that kind of help, I guess, as far as a bit of a positive note to go in and kind of carry you through the Christmas break activities?
Yeah, I think that week before Christmas break was a really challenging week for our basketball team on the road against two really good teams in our league, Jeff West and Hiawatha. And I think our girls, we learned a lot about ourselves, and even in two losses, I think we built some confidence in the way we competed and played and had chances in the fourth quarter against both of those teams. So I think that really helped our mentality. You never like losing games, especially when you have a long layoff, but I don't think it fazed our team, and we had some really good practices over the Christmas break. And I had a sense last night going into the Royal Valley game that our girls were excited, they were eager to play, and I thought first quarter we played as well as we played all season.
Well, I think it kind of starts with defense. I mean, and obviously if you hold teams to 29 points, you're going to win a lot of games. But just the team defense, and it seemed like so many deflections. I think you mentioned this in our post-game interview on Tuesday night with Holiday, but just seems like your defense has become more and more aggressive and active and confident in what they're doing on that side of the court.
Yeah, I had a chance to take a look at the statistics this morning. We turn them over 25 times and have 18 more deflections on top of that. So, that is one of the big keys for us, is defensively being active and moving on pass, communicating with each other and helping each other. It felt like we were playing a half a step ahead instead of a half a step behind last night. And I think our anticipation was there. It felt like to me that we were disruptive to what they wanted to try to do on offense, and I thought that was a big key to the whole ball game.
Against Hiawatha, they only made 12 field goals, but 8 of them were three-pointers, and I thought it was key last night that your team hit a couple early three-pointers, Tierra Dodd and Grace Etzel there early on to help give you that lead in the first quarter, but with those girls each knocking down a couple trays and scoring 8 points provides another kind of dimension and certainly helps the offense.
Yeah, we've talked about this throughout the first month plus of the season, how we're going to need some balance and need some people to step up and hit shots when they're available and shoot the ball with confidence. And I thought we got off to a good start with that last night. And, to win the three-point battle, that's probably not going to happen very often for us. Making 4 threes, that's fantastic for us offensively. The way we defended the three last night was the way we need to play defensively, and that was one of our big keys. And holding them to 3 of 24, I believe it was, from the three-point line was huge for us, because they've got talented shooters, and if they get going, it feeds everything for them. So I was really proud of the way we played offensively and defensively from the three-point line last night.
37-29 victory for the Holton girls over Royal Valley. As we know, in the Big 7, it doesn't get any easier on the road the next couple games. Holton will be at Nemaha Central this Friday night and then at Perry next Tuesday. We'll talk about those games next week. Coach, thanks as always for your time and good luck.
Appreciate it, Justin. Thank you, man.
Coach Heisler of the Holton Lady Cats will talk boys basketball with Coach Bouchard after this timeout.